This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The difference between soft and hard anchoring. Know which anchor to drop before the negotiation starts. In short, soft and hard anchoring are not just different tactics. They reflect different assumptions about power, relationship, and information in a negotiation. A hard anchor plants a bold opening number and expects the conversation to move toward it. A soft anchor shapes perception indirectly, nudging the other side's thinking without a direct demand. Choosing the wrong one can cost you the deal, the relationship, or both. Definition: soft and hard anchoring are two negotiation strategies for setting a reference point. A hard anchor states a specific, assertive opening position. A soft anchor frames value indirectly to shape the other side's thinking. Both influence where the final agreement lands. When the wrong anchor sinks a deal. I watched a colleague lose a contract she should have won. She had done the preparation. She knew the market. She walked in confident, but she used a hard anchor in a negotiation where the other side was looking for a partner, not a position. The number she opened with was not unreasonable. The approach was. They went with someone else who felt easier to work with. That moment taught me something I have carried into every negotiation conversation I have had since. Understanding soft and hard anchoring is not just about knowing two techniques. It is about reading a situation clearly enough to know which one earns you more. The concept of an anchor in negotiation comes from a simple truth: the first number or frame that enters a conversation has a disproportionate pull on the final outcome. Both soft and hard anchoring use this truth. They just use it differently. Get clear on the distinction, and you will negotiate with real precision. What hard anchoring actually looks like. A hard anchor is a specific, direct opening position stated with confidence. You name a number, a rate, a price, or a term, and you name it clearly. There is no hedging, no range, no roundabout. You plant a stake in the ground, and you expect the negotiation to move toward it rather than away from it. The mechanism behind it is cognitive. Once a number exists in the conversation, both sides anchor their thinking to it. Counteroffers, concessions, and final agreements all cluster closer to that first number than most people realize. A well-placed hard anchor shifts the entire zone of possible agreement in your direction. Hard anchoring requires preparation and nerve. You need to know your walkaway point, understand the market well enough to justify your position, and have the composure to hold your ground when the other side pushes back. If you state a hard anchor and then immediately soften it, you've not anchored at all. You have simply confused the conversation. This is not aggression. It is clarity. Done well, a hard anchor signals that you know your value and you expect the other side to take it seriously. What soft anchoring actually looks like. A soft anchor works through suggestion rather than declaration. Instead of naming a price, you frame the context. You reference a comparable situation, mention a range without committing to it, or let a story about value do the work that a number would do bluntly. A supplier might say, "We have been working with firms in this space, and the engagements typically involve a significant investment given the complexity involved." That is a soft anchor. No number has been stated, but a perception has been shaped. The other side now thinks about significant investment before they hear anything concrete. Soft anchoring is skilled work. It requires you to understand what shapes the other side's sense of value and to place the right frame before the detailed conversation begins. It is especially powerful when you lack complete information about the other side's budget or reservation price. You're priming their thinking before you show your hand. The risk of soft anchoring is vagueness. If you anchor too softly, you create no reference point at all, and you lose the advantage that anchoring is meant to give you. The frame has to be clear enough to do its work. Side by side, how the two approaches compare. Dimension: hard anchoring, soft anchoring. Opening moves specific number or term stated directly, range, comparison, or framing without a firm figure. Signal to the other side confidence and position flexibility and partnership. Information required: how you need to know your number lower works when you're still gathering data. Relationship impact can feel aggressive if misjudged, preserves goodwill more easily. Psychological mechanism: covetive anchoring to a specific figure, priming and framing of perceived value. Best negotiation context: transactional, competitive, single issue relational, multi issue, collaborative. Risk: if misused, damages relationship, kills deal, creates no anchor, leaves value on the table. The table gives you the structure. But the thing that matters most is not any single row. It is a combined picture they paint. Hard anchoring works through commitment. The other side knows exactly where you stand and must decide how to respond to it. Soft anchoring works through influence. The other side thinks they are forming their own view, but you have already shaped the ground they are standing on. That distinction in mechanism explains most of the guidance below. When you need to move the final number aggressively in your direction, and the relationship can absorb it, hard anchoring is the more direct tool. When you need to shape perception before the real conversation starts, or when the relationship is worth protecting, soft anchoring gives you more room to work. If you want to sharpen your ability to frame messages persuasively before negotiations begin, advanced email strategy covers how persuasion and influence work in high-stakes professional contexts. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When a hard anchor is the right call. Use a hard anchor when you have done your preparation, you know the realistic range, and your opening position is bold but defensible. Defensible matters here. A hard anchor that sits so far outside the plausible that the other side laughs is not an anchor. It is an embarrassment. Hard anchoring suits competitive, transactional negotiations, contract pricing, salary discussions, vendor fees, property deals, anywhere that the other side expects an assertive opening and where concession trading is a normal part of the process. In those contexts, a soft anchor can actually signal weakness. You have prepared to negotiate. Show it. It also suits situations where you are not prioritizing the ongoing relationship. If this is a one-time deal and the outcome matters more than goodwill, a hard anchor is your most direct path to a better number. One practical guideline: when you use a hard anchor, prepare a brief rationale for it. Not a defense, a rationale. That figure reflects the scope of work, and the turnaround time you need is enough. It makes the anchor feel grounded rather than arbitrary. When soft anchoring earns you more. Soft anchoring earns you more when the relationship is genuinely part of the outcome you are negotiating for. If the other side needs to trust you, want to work with you, or feel that the agreement was reached together, a hard anchor can undo that before the real conversation starts. It also earns you more when you are still gathering information. If you do not yet know the other side's budget, their real priorities, or their decision-making process, a soft anchor lets you set a favorable frame without committing to a specific position you might later wish you had not taken. Multi-issue negotiations benefit most from soft anchoring at the outset. When you are discussing scope, terms, timeline, and fees together, a hard anchor on price can freeze the conversation before you have had a chance to trade concessions across issues. Soft anchoring keeps all of those dimensions in play. This is the kind of approach that matters in tense conversations too. When the atmosphere is already charged, a hard anchor can escalate quickly. Learning to de-escalate arguments during meetings gives you tools for those moments when the temperature in the room is already high. Three places where people get this wrong. The mistake: using a hard anchor when the relationship is still fragile. Why it happens. People confuse preparation with permission. Just because you have done the work to know your number does not mean the moment is right to state it that way. What to do instead? If trust is still being built, open with a soft frame. Let the other side see that you understand their situation before you state your position. You can move to a harder anchor later once the relationship can carry it. The mistake: softening a hard anchor mid-conversation. Why it happens? Nerves. The other side pushes back, and the instinct is to make the discomfort stop by offering a concession. What to do instead? Expect pushback. Plan for it before you walk in. If your hard anchor is defensible, hold it. A brief silence and a calm restatement of your rationale is almost always more effective than a quick retreat. The mistake: anchoring so softly that no reference point registers at all. Why it happens? Conflict avoidance. People use soft anchoring as a way of avoiding any statement that might create friction. What to do instead? A soft anchor still has to do work. Test your frame by asking yourself, after I say this, will the other side think about value differently? If the answer is no, your anchor is not doing its job. Sharpen it. For conversations where the stakes are high and the relationship is complex, advanced feedback techniques on psychological dynamics can help you read the room before you choose your approach. How anchoring connects to the bigger negotiation. Here is where the two approaches become genuinely interesting. They are not always alternatives. Experienced negotiators use soft anchoring early to shape the frame and gather information, then shift to hard anchor once they understand the landscape clearly enough to plant a specific stake. Think of it as two phases of the same strategy. The soft anchor sets the ground. The hard anchor claims the position. Used in sequence and with good judgment, they are more powerful than either one used alone throughout a conversation. This is also where anchoring connects to the broader dynamics of a negotiation. When a conversation starts to generate tension, the way you handle that tension affects how your anchor lands. The core framework for staying grounded during tense workplace conversations gives you a structure for holding your composure when the pressure is on, which is exactly when anchoring discipline matters most. If disagreement does surface around the value you've anchored to, having a structured approach to working through it constructively helps both sides move forward. The Dale method for resolving disagreements about feedback applies the same structured thinking to high stakes difference of opinion. Sometimes the challenge is not the other party across the table, but someone on your own side who dismisses the problem. If you have ever needed to make the case upward for a position that was not getting traction, the value method for advocating with a manager who dismisses the problem addresses exactly that dynamic. And when two people in your team are stuck in entrenched positions and the negotiation has stalled, the Deal method for diffusing tension between colleagues who refuse to cooperate offers a practical path through. Choosing your anchor before you walk in. This is the decision that most people leave too late. They walk into the negotiation thinking they will read the room and decide in the moment. That is not agility, it is preparation failure. Before any significant negotiation, answer three questions. First, what is the relationship worth, now and over time? If it is a meaningful ongoing relationship, lean toward soft anchoring until trust is established. Second, how much do you know about the other side's position? The less you know, the more value there is in soft anchoring early. Third, is this a single issue or multi-issue negotiation? Single issue deals tend to suit hard anchoring. Multi-issue deals reward the framing that soft anchoring provides. Your answers to those three questions will point you toward the right approach more reliably than any rule of thumb. The ground you stand on. Every negotiation has a first moment that shapes everything that follows. Soft and hard anchoring are your two tools for owning that moment, each in a different way. Neither one is inherently stronger. Both require preparation, nerve, and good judgment about the situation in front of you. The difference between them is not boldness versus caution. It is precision versus framing. A hard anchor claims a position. A soft anchor shapes a perception. Both influence where the final agreement lands, and both can be used with skill and with respect for the person on the other side of the table. The practitioner who masters soft and hard anchoring does not pick a favourite. They read the negotiation, choose the right tool, and have the discipline to use it well. That is what separates someone who negotiates from someone who knows how to negotiate. Frequently asked questions. What is soft and hard anchoring in negotiation? Soft and hard anchoring are two ways of setting a reference point in a negotiation. A hard anchor is a bold, specific opening number stated with confidence. A soft anchor hints at a range or frames value indirectly, inviting discussion rather than demanding a position. When should you use a hard anchor in a negotiation? Use a hard anchor when you have strong information, a clear walkaway point, and a relationship that can absorb directness. It works best in transactional or competitive negotiations, where the other side expects an assertive opening and concessions are part of the process. When does soft anchoring work better than hard anchoring? Soft anchoring works better when preserving the relationship matters as much as the outcome, when you lack full information, or when the negotiation involves multiple issues beyond price. It gives both sides room to explore without locking anyone into a corner too early. Can you combine soft and hard anchoring in the same negotiation? Yes, many experienced negotiators open with a soft anchor to gather information, then shift to hard anchor once they understand the other side better. The two approaches can complement each other across different stages of the same conversation. What makes an anchor too extreme to be effective? An anchor loses credibility when it sits so far outside realistic expectations that the other side dismisses it or disengages entirely. A hard anchor must be bold enough to pull the final number in your direction, but grounded enough that the other side takes it seriously. How does anchoring relate to framing in negotiation? Anchoring and framing are closely linked. An anchor sets the numerical reference point. Framing shapes how that number feels. A soft anchor often relies heavily on framing to make a figure feel reasonable. A hard anchor can stand with less framing, but strong framing always makes any anchor more persuasive. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickforum.com to get your copy.